This morning, a beautiful and blessed day. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Mark. The book of Mark. The book of Mark you find in chapter 14 as we're going through there. A very special event that takes place. And we just come off of Valentine's Day, and so you've got love on the brain. And as you have love on the brain, you might think about this. A woman woke up and told her husband, "I just dreamed that you gave me a pearl necklace for Valentine's Day. What do you think it means?" "You'll know tonight," he said. Well, evening came, and there it was, a small package. And she opened up the package all excited, and she opened it up to find a book entitled The Meaning of Dreams. Valentine's Day is a time that we express love to one another, to try to show how to communicate in a tangible way that we love one another. Sometimes loving one another is just some words of encouragement or some nice words, maybe written in a poem fashion, maybe written on a card of some sort, and way to express your love to your spouse or to another family member with you. Another way to express that kind of love is just to spend time with them or to give a gift and show that kind of attention that makes them feel loved. Sometimes that attention or the way that we can show love is by serving them, doing something for them around the house, or taking care of the car or some other event or activity to serve them, maybe even breakfast in bed. Of course, there's always ways of giving each other physical attention by giving a hug or a kiss and such as expressions of love. And those are all important, and we showed our love. I hope you shared love all this last week, but this Friday we had a great time as showing love to one another as we had that wonderful banquet. You know, we need to show love not only to each other, but to God, don't we? You know, the second commandment is to love one another as yourself, to love your neighbor as yourself. But the first is what? To love God, isn't it? You know, if I were to ask you, "Do you love God?" you would give me the right answer, wouldn't you? "Yes, I do." But what's the real answer? Well, sometimes we might spend time in our family and we can communicate that we love them with our mouth, but our actions don't always show that. Do we express love the way that we should? In a way that they really feel loved? Sometimes we do something out of love, but they don't really find it that lovable. A guy might come home from work, and he's been working all day in order to make money so she can go to the mall and spend it. And having worked all day long, he comes home and he's tired. He doesn't say much when he gets into the door. Maybe he sits down, opens a newspaper, or turns on the TV, or maybe looks at his phone, catch up on some of the news, what's going on in the world. Maybe he doesn't talk much during supper, and then after supper, he's tired, or maybe he's thinking to himself there's something that he would like to do. He's got to change the oil in the car or something. And finally, it comes around 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and he's finally coming in, and he's tired and wants to go to bed. And she feels like he hasn't shown her any love. In his own mind, he's thinking, "If I didn't love you, I wouldn't go to work like that. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't take care of your car. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't get home from work and tell you all about how my day was really rotten." And so from his perspective, he thinks he's showing love, and from hers, he hasn't shown a bit of it. We need to communicate love to one another in a way that we know the others will appreciate. You know, we need to do the same for God. We need to express love to God. How do we express love to God? Well, we can think of those things that we typically do when it comes to religious activities. I must love God because there's a lot of things that He could do, but I don't. So I must love God. I must love God because I go to church on Sunday. So I must love God. Or throughout the week, I maybe read my Bible. Or maybe even talk about Him some. Those are all excellent things, but are they expressions of love or are they habits that you've gotten into? Do you know the difference? Where is your heart when it comes to expressing love to God? We have a story in front of us. Mark chapter 14, verse 3 is a verse we're really going to look at, but we'll go through the passage. And we find a similar sort of event that takes place in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. So let's look there. In Mark chapter 14, verse 3. Being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat there at the table, a woman having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard, she broke the flask, poured it on his head. There is something now that seems kind of strange, but understand that it was a custom to anoint your visitors or your guest's head with oil. It's not like she decided to be rude or something, and here she's got some oil in her hand, just throws it on Jesus. That's not what she was doing. You see here an act of love. Hey, go back a couple pages to chapter 12, verse 41. Jesus was sitting opposite of the treasury. He saw the people putting money into the treasury. One of the commentators that I read said that there were 13 horn-shaped boxes or containers up along the wall, and people would go up and put their money in. Jesus warns earlier in the Sermon on the Mount of those who would take their giving and make some sort of fanfare about it. Here I imagine as Jesus is sitting there just paying attention, not looking to see, okay, how much they're putting in for the intent of being snoopy and finding out who He's going to love more than somebody else, but just to observe. As He observes, sitting there, watching those who put their treasure in, there are many who are rich who put in a lot of coins. Then one poor widow came. She threw in 2 copper coins, mites, as translated in many of the translations. 2 mites, which make a quadrant, which is a Roman coin. As I look at it, you've got a day's wages. And of the day's wages, hers was worth 1/64 of it. In today's culture, it would be $3. So $2 or $3 is what she's putting in. These other ones are putting their $100 bills in or $1,000 bills, whatever they may have had. He called his disciples to him and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow and the few dollars that she put in has put in more than all those who had given to the treasury. For they put in out of their abundance." They checked their pocket. They said, "Oh, let's see, and I need this for the bills. I need this to give to my wife to go shopping. I need, right? That's what they're supposed to do. And then I need this in order to pay rent. Oh, look, I got some money left over. I think I'm going to throw that into the box there. For they put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. She took her entire paycheck and put it in the offering." So let's take an offering now. No. There's something here that's real obvious, isn't it? It's a giving of something of great value to the Lord. So what's the obvious message of this morning? Not about giving of great value. Why did they do this? That's the background. And back in Mark chapter 14, 6 days before Passover, Jesus arrives in Bethany. And having arrived in Bethany, which is some 2 miles east of Jerusalem, and he was on his way to Jerusalem, and the book of John records some details about this event, including the name of the woman who was Mary, the sister of Martha. They were at Simon the Tanner's house. They were having a celebration. Jesus, shortly before, has raised Lazarus from the dead. And they're giving a dinner now in honor of Jesus for what he has done. So being the guest of honor, they're sitting there amongst the table. And Martha, you know where she is, don't you? A few chapters before in the book of Luke, you find her in the kitchen. And at that time, she complained because she's doing all this work to show her love for the Lord. And Mary is just out there sitting at his feet listening to him. By the way, sitting at his feet is not a derogatory term. It's not saying, you're a woman, you sit at my feet. No, that's where a person who wants to hear and wants to learn might sit. It shows her passion for Christ rather than showing some sort of way that she's just a lowly woman and she belongs at his feet. That's not what is happening there. She's there and Martha comes out and complains that Mary doesn't ever help. She doesn't put it quite that way, but that's kind of the message you get. Jesus says Mary's chosen the better thing. Here we find that Martha is busy in the kitchen. And she's working there and Mary is there at Jesus' feet. And she gets up from where she's sitting. She goes over and takes off the shelf a jar that's very beautifully colored. It's colored with a white and a kind of a cream not a brilliant yellow, but a dull yellow, yellowish-orange colored jar. And it's about the size, probably about the size of a can of pop. It says, we find in the parallel text that it was about a pound's worth. And a Roman pound was 12 ounces. Ours is 16. I don't know why they were different. Somewhere they changed. Maybe it's our economy. Inflation, you know, and so you have to raise it 4 ounces. I don't know what the deal is. And she takes that jar. She takes that jar and she pours it over his head, and John records also on his feet. It's a gift of something very expensive. We see those that watch what she does, here in Mark chapter 14, some were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrance wasted? We see in particular it was Judas. For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii. Denarii is what a day's wages was. Denarii, and given to the poor. And they criticized her sharply. What a waste! In our culture, we typically work 5 days. And 300 days wages is more than our year's worth of salary. We don't work a full 300 days if you take Saturday and Sunday off. For them, they worked 6 days a week. They had roughly a year's worth of money. A whole year's worth of salary is how valuable what she had. Thousands of dollars worth. And instead of selling that and giving it to the poor, to Judas' pocket, she decided to just empty it on Jesus. We find in the book of John that she takes her own hair and she begins washing, rubbing that oil into his feet. Now, oil would have been used to it was common use to show that your guest is special. But it is also used to, you got dry hands here in winter. You use oil. Well, not oil. You use a lotion. But they would use oil. And in this case, it was perfumed oil that was used in order to help with the dry skin and good for medicinal purposes as well. She showed this as an act of love. The woman who put in everything that she was, I cannot think of any other reason other than their love for God. It's an expression of love. When I look at these two events, I see here that they are expressing their love to God, and I see four different aspects or principles we should carry from this passage. My screen won't change here, but I'll share with you that the first thing that I find is that expressions of love to God is voluntary. Expressions of love to God is voluntary. See, neither one of these women were compelled by somebody else to do this act. In 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 7, it shows how over and over in the scriptures you see that God wants us to love Him, but He doesn't force us to do so. He doesn't say, you better love me or else. Now, there's consequences for those that don't show love to God by putting their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior. There's a consequence to that. But God, see, created us with the unique ability to make rational instead of just instinctive decisions. You find women go to the mall and they've got to look at everything. Trying to take that little girl to Target is almost a nightmare. So you go in, and what's the first thing that's always when you go in the front doors of a store like that? It's ladies' clothing. Did you ever notice that? Why? Because that's where they know they can get the most money. And so you walk in there and says, Dad, look at this. And so off we go, wandering in and out of all the clothes. She's got to show me every piece of clothing, and she's got to comment on it. If it's too short or not the right size, or how wonderful and beautiful it is, the more sparkly it is, the more pretty that it is, the more that she wants it. You see all those different things, and she'll come out, and she likes to pick, see what color she likes or what she doesn't like. You ever notice that we really have a unique ability to use our mind, emotions, and will to find just the right piece of clothing? We don't have that in the animal kingdom, do we? I mean, some animals prefer to eat your sunflower seeds that you put out for them as opposed to the field corn that you stick out there. But for the most part, they're not out there trying to make decisions. Oh, I don't know. This one doesn't look quite right. Maybe we get this one here instead. They act more on instinct than on rational choosing. The guys are the same way, not with clothes, though, with really important things like hand tools. Go down to Home Depot and you'll see guys taking the tools and holding them. It's got the right kind of feel. It's got the right kind of weight. They'll check it out. Has it got enough power for them? Probably not, but that's all they can afford. And so they're looking to see if this is just the right tool that they want out of the 15 that are sitting there. And of course, if you're going to buy a tool, you know what you need, right? Accessories. And so while the ladies, they spend their money in purses and shoes, we spend our money on really important stuff like saw blades and other drill bits and those kinds of things, the things that really matter in life. We see these things and how men are thoughtful in picking their decision. And it's amazing how that all works together. Well, God's designed us this way, and in such a way that in expressing our love to Him is the same thing. It's a rational decision that we choose to make. I either will love God or I will not. I will either determine that today I'm going to follow Him or that I'm not. I'm going to determine that I'm going to sing praise to Him or that I'm not. See, God has made us in such a way that we can select to honor Him or not. And He wants us to, but it's voluntary. You consider in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, speaking of giving to those that were in need, Paul writes, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart." He doesn't say a dollar amount, does he? But rather, what he purposes in his heart. Not only this, says, not grudgingly, that is, not that he does so as a matter of somebody coming along and twisting his arm, saying, you better do this or else. Or of necessity, well, I guess if nobody else will, I will. For God loves a cheerful giver. He wants us to have the right kind of heart in expressing our love to God. He wants it, it's a voluntary action that we make to God. Not only is it voluntary in the things that we do, we understand that these are sacrifices to the Lord and something that we should do, but understand that it is something that is to be done intentionally. Expressions of love to God are not only voluntary, but expressions of love to God are intentional. Some things we do are incidental, but when it comes to worshiping and loving God, it is something that we need to do intentionally. Valentine's Day came up here, and you looked and said, you know what, Valentine's Day is only a few hours away. I probably should run down and get a gift before I'm sleeping on the couch. You knew that you needed to show love to somebody. Some things are we plan out in advance, long time in advance. Some things we plan out almost spur of the moment, but we think that we intentionally do. We might, long time before, you might have said to yourself, well, I'd really like to do something real special for my wife this Valentine's Day. And right now, those of you that did not are in a heap of trouble. But for those that spent weeks trying to plan out just the right day and get everything together just right so that way everything was perfect. It was a nice romantic day. You went out in the town, maybe that evening at supper, and then that night you enjoyed spending time, maybe you sat and talked together or you watched a movie, whatever you might have done on that evening. You might have spent a long time doing that. Some of you, it come around to the 13th and you said, I had better find a card, and went to three different stores to try to find at least one Valentine's Day card that you could use. You know, whatever you did, there was some thought put into it. It wasn't something you just like, oh, well, I guess I better do this and just kind of did whatever worked. When it comes to loving God, is that the kind of love that He wants for us? Wants us to have for Him? Is it the kind of expression that He wants? Oh, thanks God, I love you. Or does He want it to be from our heart? Because they want it to be voluntary and intentional. These two women, well, one, she went to the temple with everything in her pocket, or her purse, I suppose she might have had. And she got there and flipped that purse upside down and shook it out. Here we have Mary, and she got up. She intentionally said to herself, this is something I want to do for Jesus. Jesus, He responds to those that are criticizing her in verse 6, says, leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always. Whenever you wish, you may do good to them. But me, you do not always have. And she has done what she could. This is all she could do, which was quite a bit. She has come before to anoint my body for burial. One of the commentators I was reading points out well that Jesus here is on his way to Jerusalem. He's come from Jericho and now to Bethany, and now he'll go into Jerusalem. This is going to be the not very many days before he's crucified. And he's got death on the mind. And as he has death on the mind, you see that this event takes place. It's something anointing Jesus, preparing him for that ministry which he would have to come. She has intentionally made this decision, and he recognizes what she has done as something very personal and from the heart. You see here that she has done this with her intention, and we also ought to do things intentionally, purposefully, thoughtfully, as opposed to thoughtlessly or by mere habit or just flat out neglecting expressing love to God. We can do so by serving Him in the church or praying to Him, learning more about Him. We can do so by giving or singing to Him or sharing Him with others. Whatever way that we express love to God, we need to do it. Of course, it's voluntary, but we do need to do it and do it with the intention of honoring and pleasing Him. Not only ought we to do this, but expressions of love to God are not only voluntary, not only intentional, but they are sacrificial. Expressions of love to God are sacrificial. Of course, this is the most obvious we see here in this text, Romans chapter 12. She gave all that she had to live on. Here, Mark chapter 14. You see that it was something of extreme value. How many years did she save up to buy that, I wonder? Was it an heirloom handed down to her? Was it something maybe Martha and her got together, and Lazarus, they're all family members, maybe they got together to do this, and Mary said, let me be the one to do this. Whatever the case may be, they saw that they wanted to make some sort of sacrifice to the Lord. In Mark chapter 12, we find that all those that had given out of their riches, it was out of their abundance that they give. His point isn't that they had a lot of money, so they gave a lot of money. His point is that they looked at what they had and said, here's some extra money, I know, we'll give it to God. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, and God certainly will use that. But he commends the widow because her giving, even though it was so much far less than what they gave, is comparative. It was similar to make the comparison on Friday night, splurged. We had the steak on Friday night. That was really good steak. And we sat there and enjoyed that steak and that fancy meal. Although there might be some who went to McDonald's for Valentine's Day. Did my spending more money on my wife than the guy that took his wife to McDonald's and told her she could have whatever she wanted off the dollar menu? Is my expression of love more than his? No, it's not. I spent more. What's the expression of love? Is what comes from the heart. And for in the examples here, we find a sacrificial love. And it's not the price tag, but the personal value of it. You know, when we honor God, there are times that we don't make much of a sacrifice, and that is an expression of love. If we take some time and sing to the Lord, we sing here in the church, and we sing, does it cost us much? No, it really doesn't. Maybe it cost us a little bit of embarrassment because we don't have the kind of voice some of the others have. The children here did a wonderful job as we listened to their voices. You know, we may not have the voice of an angel, and so we say, well, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed. Well, are you singing for the sake of those that are around you? No, you're not singing for the sake of those around you, right? Or are you singing as an expression of your faith and love to God? If you're singing as an expression of your love and faith to God, it doesn't matter who's around you. There's no reason we shouldn't be singing out, because we're singing these praises to the Lord. Nobody here is in an audition for the next American Idol. We're here to worship the one true God. There's no reason we shouldn't be doing so. Singing with my voice, it doesn't cost me much, and it's an expression of love. And God sees our heart and accepts that. There are sometimes that we make a sacrifice to the Lord in our expression for love. Perhaps it's giving in the offering box. Perhaps it's by spending time, spending a significant amount of time as we are preparing to teach, if we're doing that as an expression of love to the Lord. Maybe it's a matter of expressing to love to the Lord by sacrificing a certain amount of time in order to help do something, a project or something here at Park Lane Baptist Church. You see something that needs to be done, maybe be repaired or needs to be cleaned, or maybe going to visit somebody. And you want to serve in some fashion that way as an expression of your love to God. And so it cost you some time. Maybe it cost you the time that you could be doing watching your favorite TV show or fixing something up at your own house. Maybe it's an expression of love that causes you to sacrifice video game playing or catching up on Facebook. Maybe it's something that's more significant than that. Could be your time. It could be your abilities. You know, some of you have some extraordinary abilities that I've snuckily been able to find out. Are you using those as expressions of love to the Lord? Whether it's participating in something that's planned or seeing if there's something that you could plan or at least be a part of in doing. That would be fantastic. Well, you know, but if I make a mistake and I'm in the spotlight, you know, I can understand that. We don't want to be embarrassed. We don't have somebody look at what we do and put us down for that. But are we doing it for the sake of loving the Lord, or are we doing it for the sake of others being impressed with us? We might sacrifice a little bit of our own pride in order to use our abilities for the Lord. Expressions of love to God are voluntary. God wants us to do them. Expressions of love to God are to be intentional. We need to think through what we're doing. It's things like even attending church out of love for the Lord. We ought not to do so thoughtlessly, but even let the Lord know, Lord, I'm here because I love you. Expressions of God can be sacrificial. Finally, expressions of God are satisfying. Expressions of loving God are satisfying. In these passages, Mark 12 and Mark 14, we don't really have much saying about how satisfied they felt about what they did. But is it true that when we express love to God that we would feel satisfied? I find it interesting that God uses the family unit as a almost one-for-one illustration of who He is and our relationship with Him. You got a Valentine's Day card, maybe a Valentine's Day kiss, maybe a Valentine's Day gift from your loved one. Were you appreciative of it? You were. When you gave that gift to them, and you saw how it made them happy, did it give you a feeling of satisfaction? I'm sure it did. Mary, we see she's there rubbing that oil into Jesus' body with her own hair. Tells me it was a personal gift. She could have used a rag and done that. But no, she wanted it to be a special expression of herself. And so she used her own hair in order to do that. Do you imagine how at the end of that whole thing, or during it, she said, yes, this is what I really want to do for the Lord. It was something from the heart. I believe there's an element of satisfaction when we do this. And there's satisfaction from God's standpoint as well. When I look at the scriptures, I see that when we serve and honor the Lord our God, there is something to be said about it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Things that we do for the Lord, those expressions of love, are not meaningless. They're not done. And then God doesn't really care. Or nothing, you know, I did all this work, God, and what do I get out of it? Well, you don't get heaven, we know that. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He has saved us. It's not about expressing our love so that way maybe God will love us back and let us into heaven. We don't express love because of that. Instead, we express love because God first loved us, demonstrating His love by sending Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for our sin. Having placed our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, we then express that love back to Him for what He has done for us. After all, even as you expressed your love to those family members that gave you some sort of Valentine's gift, maybe it's a card or just a simple word of Happy Valentine's Day, whatever the case may be, they are certainly satisfied, but you appreciated it. When we serve and honor God, express our love to Him, not only does He appreciate it, but you'll find that there's an appreciation in your own soul as well. So I ask you, not do you love God, but I ask you, how are you expressing your love to God? How often even are you expressing your love to God? You might take a moment and think to yourself, how can I, today or sometime this week, or even every day this week, show my love to God? I look at what Mary did here in Mark chapter 14, verse 3. Just looking at the event, if somebody came up to me and said, did she love Jesus? What would you say? I don't know if we could describe how much she loved Jesus. Why would we say that? Do you realize what she has done? Others were to look at our activities, the things that we do, the expressions of love, just happen to notice them. How much love would they say that we have for the Lord? Same kind of love a couple teenagers have when they're in love with each other for at least a week? Or the same kind of love that you find in a couple that's been married for 61 years? What kind of love do we have for the Lord? We need to make sure we're expressing that love. As Gustave Dore was putting the finishing touches on the face of Christ in one of his paintings, an admiring friend stepped up quietly to the studio. And she looked and her breath was taken away as she saw the beautiful painting. He sensed her presence and said graciously, "Pardon, madam, I did not know you were here." She answered, "Sir, you must love him very much." It was a picture of Jesus Christ. "You must love him very much to be able to paint him in such a beautiful fashion." love him? I do love him. But if I loved him better, I would have painted him better. Are we painting our love to God? We're not doing it for the show of others. We're doing it for God. And what does God see in our expressions of love to him? How can we express our love to him? Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we can see here an excellent example of an expression of love to you. We see here how you have been so gracious and sharing with us what this young lady has done for your glory. Oh God, I pray that our love will be such as hers. Maybe not putting in our paycheck for the week. Maybe not necessarily taking and finding something spent thousands and thousands of dollars on for you. But Father, that whatever it might be, whether it is giving or it's by service to you, maybe it's singing and giving you praise, I pray, Father, that you'll help us to discover our own love for you and to express our love for you, that we might grow in our love for you. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us. We ask your blessing upon us now, in Jesus' name, amen.
If you would, stand with me and we'll close with hymn number 73.